Hello, Mark.
What's up?
Not much. Hi, Sue.
Good morning.
How's everybody feeling this morning?
Just fantastic.
Really?
Wow.
Fantastic?
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant.
I'm getting used to these. Getting used to these hours.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you kind of look a little...
I'm relaxed today because I'm starting to appreciate the fact that the one great thing about, you know, having these hours is after we leave here, you literally feel so disjointed that you're high. You know, and I don't get high anymore with the real stuff. You know what I mean? So to be high during the day is kind of exciting to me, except that, like, around 6 in the afternoon, the wall between reality and non-reality starts to break down.
Things start to fade away. Before your very eyes.
Have you ever had that weird moment where you realize you're the guy in the subway talking to himself?
Yeah.
That's a rough one. That is a rough one to come back from, man. I mean, what do you do? You know what I mean? All you can really do is look up and go, oh, sorry, I'm just thinking out loud. Or else you can just commit to it and be like, yeah, so what? You know what I mean? But then, like, what if that sticks? I mean, how far are any of us away from, you know, like, get away from the cart. I live here. You know, what has to happen?
I think it's because
you shaved. You had that very clean, smooth look today.
Yeah.
You look good. No, but
all I know is that 2 million people are listening to us on the internet.
On the internet.
And my buddy Phil Bauer in Los Angeles called me. My friends are now calling me at like three in the morning here when I get up. It's like midnight there. They're like, what's up? Good time to call? Perfect. I'm getting ready for work. You know what I mean? And he calls me up and he's like, dude, I've been listening to the station. I turn it on in the morning, and I listen all day long. And, you know, and he's like, he would never listen to this kind of stuff. And he says to me, he says, I've always avoided being informed like that because I can't help but get depressed and apocalyptic, but I really like listening to the station because I'm starting to get angry. And this is a guy that did primarily, you know, nice paintings. So I think we're going to inspire him to really, you know, put the fire into his palate, man. So I'm glad that people are listening in Los Angeles on 1580 AM. KBLA 1580, and I'm just happy that it's going out there and that, you know, it's starting to catch on and make an impact.
It seems it is, definitely.